Good evening, everyone. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you all for coming tonight. On behalf of the Staley B. Keefe Social Justice Center, we welcome you to our first inaugural event addressing the state of our community. This organization is special to me because it has been molded to reflect the characteristics of a man dear to my heart, my father, Staley B. Keefe, who was instrumental in the growth of this community in all capacities that we will mention and address tonight.
As we prepare this meeting of minds, the Bible tells us to come, let us reason together. And when all of the people come together for a common goal, common purpose for the betterment of mankind and the community, only positive things can come. Many of the movements of the past emanated from the church, meetings in the church house. So we're here tonight to embark and see just how much we can do to make things better. Good evening. My name is Quentin Cross, and I'm the chairman and president of the Staley B. Keefe Social Justice Center. And I want to take this opportunity to welcome you all this evening.
Our young brothers and sisters here this evening have collectively concluded that it is time to resist these overt, in-our-face racist and discrimination practices that rear their ugly heads through the institutions that instigate and perpetuate the misery that consumes our lives and our children's lives. You know, when I'm driving on these highways and I see these Beetlejuice dudes out there working on the highways, retired, but now working part-time as a department works worker or something, two of those part-time jobs could make a full-time job for a minority person. And we drive by these people and see them every day out there working, doing their thing, getting that salary. They are retired. They're getting pensions. They're getting all their homes are all paid for, but they're still out there working, gobbling up income that could be earned by people in our community. I resent that, don't you?
According to recent data by the Department of Education, African-American students are arrested far more often than their white classmates. This spurred me to take a closer look at our school's records, and I found that the trend was very similar. Harsh school punishments, from suspensions to arrests, have led to higher numbers of youth of color coming into contact with the juvenile justice system at an earlier age. African-American youth have higher rates of juvenile incarceration and are more likely to be sent to adult prison. Too many cases that should be adjudicated in juvenile court are moved to criminal court, and some of these youth are sent to adult prison. In a three-year span of 2009 to 2011, there were 406 PENS intake openings. Despite 206 of these cases being diverted from court, 148 cases were referred to petition. As of March 2012, the probation department had 38 active juvenile delinquency and PENS intake cases. If we are serious about our dedication to rebuilding our community, we must first embrace those young men and women that have lost their way, paid their debts to society, and has or will be returning to us. What can you do to make a change in your community? What you can do is get involved.
I remember when I was in school studying in college, and I heard the case of Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. That was a landmark case for the fact that separate but equal was inherently wrong. And I thought since then, the school districts had to realize that every child, black or white, Arab or Asian, would be essential to us. That's our future. But since then, we've come a long way, haven't we? The children aren't learning. Some of them aren't reading and writing. Some of them aren't even in school. Sometimes you go to school and they're not there. And you're like, where are they? In conclusion, I'm not going to saturate this place with percentages and numbers because you've heard those. And I'm not good with them. But what I really want to impart on everyone here tonight who's a community member, I know most of you, but I want to encourage you guys to stop a young person on the street. Even if they got their beats in, stop them. Ask them what their name is, say hi. Listen to them. And the parents that are here tonight, I don't want you to be afraid to go into the district, to go into the schools.
There are business opportunities right here in the city of Hudson as well as Columbia County. You may not know of them. And I think part of our state of the community is to actually address that those opportunities absolutely do exist. Many people say there are no jobs. Okay, there are no jobs. But let's not just sit around complaining and whining that there are no jobs. Create your own economy.
I live off the adage that it takes a village to raise a child. And I feel like right now, as a village, we're failing. We're failing as a district, and we're failing as a community. We definitely, as a community, have to bring these kids up. We have to harp on the things that they're good at.
Many people have been speaking about things that are at issue and also have suggested appropriate action to resolve those issues. That's the only way talk is even important. Otherwise, we just entertain ourselves with ideas. I look at family a certain way. Individuals who collectively have and bear in sincerity a real and lasting affection for each other, a kind of solidarity whereby they know they have loyalty, they have an endearment, and where they engage in the well-being of each other over time, so that in the event that there is need to be addressed, we know that that need will be addressed, and because the ensemble is only as strong and as successful as each element of it.
Racism has shed its original home. You're not going to find it anymore in individual rhetoric. You're going to find it in what I call systemic P5. It's a systems issue. It's embedded in our systems. In the password, that's what P stands for, there's five of them. Proposals, plans, practices, policies, and procedures. That's where you're going to find it. And they're embedded in our system. That's what's created that force field for one group of people and fertile ground for another group of people. And the addresses that I'm going to talk about tonight in terms of disparity amongst hiring practices are very much at the county level, the city level, the school level, and you can even look over at Columbia Green Community College.
What we're doing now is that we're continuing to create a caste system as a result of the policy of the war on drugs and mass incarceration. We've gone backwards. We've totally destroyed many of the gains that were made during the civil rights movement. So now it becomes okay to discriminate. It's legitimate. It's legal to discriminate against a whole section of our communities because they have a felony conviction. Not only does that affect the individual, but it affects our families and our children. They're being destroyed. And if you think that's an over exaggeration, I could take you to many places that will show you that it's real. We first of all need to understand the scope of the problem. Because many of us, and if I ask you to raise your hand, I'm sure many of you, especially if you're African American, will say, yes, I have a friend, I have a son, I have a daughter, I have a cousin who is either in prison or has experienced incarceration at some point in their lives. This country has robbed African Americans of their labor, have tried to get everything they possibly can out of them for free or at low cost. We've gone through enslavement, we've gone through Jim Crow, and now he says, America is tired of black folks. They don't need them anymore. They don't need their limited skills and their labor anymore. So where does that leave them? That's a very important question. With all the bad news, I think there's some good news. The good news I've heard from all these incredible people who have stood up here and given you a sense of what's going on in this community and what you need to do. That's the first step. And I think if you work with the center, that you will definitely see that the rest of the people in the community will take notice, and hopefully they'll be forced to join you in looking at our systems and how they need to change.